coming together of people, restaurants, businesses that are proudly West Indian. What would you like to see, apart from what is already here, in your lifetime, or if not, in the near future?
What I would like to see was something behind my mind a long time, but the problem is that time catch up with you so fast in life. One, I was hoping to establish a group that calls Senior for Seniors, where the junior seniors assist the older senior.
Wow.
Like a big senior home that could cater for our seniors. I find as they get older, coming from a different land, they become, they're at home, they got all the food, everything else, but they become depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And they need stimulation, they need to go out to take part in organization, giving their little skills here and there. And it'll be nice to set up eventually something as what Dr. Dubé has done, but on a grander scale, a bigger scale, that cater for all community. That, you know, they can go there and they can have their dal and rice instead of going to one of these, and they have to eat meals that they are not familiar with, or they can sit down and do something, or things like that, or group organizations get to be able to. We got a bus in the system. We have to pick up our seniors from different place, maybe take them out for a day, and things like that.
You know, interesting that you brought up Dr. Dubé, because when that project started, I remember I felt a relief. Wow, we're going to finally. But that could only house so much, and I think the time is right. We have the skill set, we have the ability, we have the money in the community. If we were to just connect the dots, for example, with the mosque and the temples and interested party, even as a business, put it together. I know you, together with some of your friends, had own a banquet hall, an investment club, sort of. And even with that, I think if somebody were to write up a prospectus where we could bring the money together, manage it properly, and do that, that is something that I would love to see too. And it could be done. But we need a leader like yourself, somebody who is trustworthy on all sides. People know and name, and you know, maybe it could still be done. But yes, seniors are a big thing. You know, I had a charity that I was trying to, I still treat people as if it's a charity, Twice a Child Foundation. And I was speaking to a couple of people regarding that, so we can help feed seniors when they go to collect their pension at the post office, etc. But it's very complicated. I was speaking to Winston Kasim, a gentleman who is well known in the community for raising funds and charitable organizations. And he said to me, careful, it's very, very, very stressful when you have to do the CRA, etc. But that wouldn't stop us. And when I heard about what you're doing, hopefully we could do things together and coordinate it that we could still bring some relief to some seniors. This organization, you have done 24 years, it's coming up, 24 years this year. Tell us where it's at right now, because the last time we spoke on radio, and you were giving a little report at the last fundraising event about something that's going to be happening in Guyana, that you were trying to set up a hub in Guyana to represent children from the Caribbean region. How far that is, and what's happening, and what's the next step that is involved?
Thanks, Richard. What we find that, imagine we got to bring a child from Trinidad or Barbados or Jamaica to Canada. Number one, the first thing, it costs a lot of money as sick kids. Number two, we find that with the pandemic, that there's a backlog at sick kids for Canadian children, so you have to wait a long time. What we have done instead, we got a group of doctors that will fly down to two destinations currently. One is in Guyana and one is in DR. And these doctors specialize strictly in heart surgery. There are multiple benefits when you can get a team of doctors to go to these countries and perform surgery, let's say, for a week or 2 weeks in a row. Number one, The child is in their home country, they're in their homeland, they got much more family support where children, their parents can go and be there or their siblings can be with them, instead of bringing them to a far land where they don't know anything and they themselves are being stressed. So that's one of the major benefit in helping to heal. Second benefit, it becomes more cost effective for us to send a team of doctors over there. Give you an example. In Guyana, in Georgetown Hospital, there was a storeroom. And gradually, that storeroom has been changed into a cardiac ward that is completely set up. It has its own operating room, its own incubators, and everything else to take care of these children. This last December, we had 10 surgeries done by Dr. Rodrigo and a team of 21 others. They flew in from the States to Guyana. They spent 10 days, and they do an average of 2 surgeries per day. The first time that they really did some very complex surgery. These are all heart patient kids, and unfortunately we lost one, but 9 are okay and are at home with their parents recovering well. And the nice thing about that is that we are beginning to tackle the backlog, and eventually we are hoping to use Guyana as one of the hub for the Caribbean, where we can get children from Trinidad, from other island as well, that we can get them flown into Guyana or DR to get a surgery done.
And that is established. So we have set up in Guyana. The Dominican Republic, what is the arrangement there? Is it at a hospital also, a private clinic? Or?
It's a hospital. It's a hospital in DR, and again, it's the Georgetown Hospital in Guyana.
You mentioned the doctors flew in from the States. I know that your charity is here in Canada. How that arrangement, and what is the arrangement with the doctors from the States? How you recruited them?
Over time and through connections, we managed to recruit the doctors, and we also have, like for example, in the States, we have Spine Hope that we send our children across who need spinal cord surgery. And they arrange to take them there to the States. They spend about a week, and then they get their spinal cord surgery. They're being looked after and then go back home. So we are hoping in many ways to continue building these bridges with different organizations. As of today, Rich, what we are trying to do, I was talking to Rainier Maharaj last night, our charity can pay for surgery anywhere across the world and in Canada. So we are hoping that if there are poor children, let's say back in Trinidad, there are some very poor children that need surgery that's not, they can't get it done free at a local hospital. If they have to pay and get the surgery at a private hospital in Trinidad, for example, then the Caribbean Children Foundation, we may not be able to pay the entire bill, but whatsoever we can afford, we will help. Mm-hmm. We don't pay money to any individual, strictly medical institution. This way we maintain the integrity of the charity.
Well, I'm being educated right now, because I thought everything was going through sick kids, but you have grown out of that now, and almost international organization.
Yes.
So with that, your vision and mission statement, your constitution have been evolving.
Yes.
In the absence of Jay Bridgepole, where would this organization be going? Is it structured in such a way that the dream, the foresight, the non-for-profit in this organization, is it safeguarded? Is it a way that this organization would continue to evolve and snowball?
Rich, you hit a very good point. Actually, I am proud to be one of the volunteers for the charity. And the charity has evolved where we have a lot of the younger family members, not what I mean family, the TCCF family on the whole, that are coming aboard, and they are taking on various tasks. So we have a way of transforming this so that it continue because the way we put it is that we are all volunteers for the charity. New folks are coming in. They are taking over different positions. Gradually, as we retire, they are taking the place. So we will eventually one day hand over that relay stick to the next generation.
And that's understood, but I want to know, would it be the core, the value that you have envisioned and built so far, how would that be intact?
Okay, great. That's a good question. Now, we have established the organization in such a way that that's being taken. The organization have a two-tier executive system. We have the founding members who are currently the director of the organization. They are on the board. And then we have the executive board. So what we do, as people, we spend 5-10 years in the organization, serving the organization, and we realize that that person is genuine, they're good, they will grow the organization, then they can move up to the board level. Mm-hmm. And that way, they are the grandparent that look at the other group.
Right.
And by doing that, we make sure that we have good people running the organization.
Well, that's interesting, and I'm happy to hear that. So, because when I think, and I said this recently, and a fellow didn't agree with me, and he said to keep my opinion to myself. But when you look at the mosque and the temple, for example, a lot of time and money and donation by another generation, and some of our seniors give so much freely, their time and money, mixing concrete and all that. And as we see, our community is a small one. Hence the reason why I'm so proud that we have this station, because we are very, very small compared to others. And few, if not many, have their own TV station on Rogers Bell and stuff like that. But because we are small, we will eventually, and even today, if we were say we are at our peak, we are not filling the mosques and temples and utilizing them. So somebody else from some other part of the world will come, and democracy, the seed of its own destruction, and they would take over and run it their own way. And we might say, well, we are one brotherhood. But we know when the founding fathers started this, was so that we could come and eat curry, 7 curry in the temple, the way we know it. We could sit on our fifth wake and talk and laugh and play music and sing and do satsang. In the mosque, we could have our janazas and then sit. So I just wanted to say that we should at least secure a constitution that would safeguard it as some of the simple but important qualities of the foundation, the organization. And that's why the only reason I'm bringing that up. So thank you for addressing it and answering it.
Yes, thank you, Rich. It will go a good way. The bottom line is that if you recruit people that have the same idea, that want to help, that want to be there, to want to put their hands down and work from a grassroots point of view, you will always grow. My philosophy has been very simple. Raise the funds, help the kids. No politics, no in-between.
Simple.
It's very simple. Keep it simple. Raise the funds, help the kids, and let people know where their dollar is going. Right, that's important. To give you an example, we are fortunate, we are blessed. We always have one of the treasurer over the years, all the treasurers of TCCF, is a retired accountant, because we know that they will maintain integrity, they will look at our books, take it for there, and we find that being very helpful for accountability.
Jay, sitting in our hot seat today, if you're just joining us, this is Shabnam Radio, and of course we're in conversation with one of our community leaders. And we might know of your successes. Could you give us a little backstory on your arrival to this country? What age, what year you came, and what was your first occupation? What you left Guyana, what was your occupation there? Just a synopsis, a little brief, to see if we could see the growth of Jay Bridgeport.
Thanks, Rich. Actually, that really happened to every person that leave our motherland, really. It's a story that every one of us have gone through with in our own way. Mm-hmm. The storyline is the same, but maybe a little bit different. I finished University of Guyana in 1983. I did biochemistry, and I came to Canada around December 1983. I landed in Winnipeg, where I got my land in immigrant status. And the best I could get then was a denim shirt from Fogarty's. Remember Fogarty's? The biggest denim shirt they usually have, Fogarty's then. And a plastic shoe, which I figure I'm coming to Canada. And I, on the streets of Winnipeg, searching for a job, and I didn't know anything much, I stepped out. And there is a big M across the road, and I walk across with my denim shirt and plastic shoe. And Guyana, we were taught, look right, look left, look right again, and cross the road. Right. So I begin to cross. Mm-hmm. And I slipped because of the plastic shoe and the ice. And Winnipeg was cold in January. And I almost sliding to the other side, and there was all these cars pulling and honking and everything else. And I managed to get up, and I went in this building. I saw a line, and as I am in that line walking up to the counter gradually, the cashier asked me what I would like to order. And I'm saying, I am here looking for a job. In the process, I realized my tongue's all frozen. I could hardly talk. My fingers are all frozen. And they start to laugh at me, like, this crazy guy coming in here, right? Mm. I mean, it's more of a country, a place where they're all whites and you're alone there. Anyway, they give me a pen and a paper, an application to fill, and I start getting that done. And I realize my fingers were frozen. So the first job I got was working in a factory down in Winnipeg, and I went there, and the gentleman asked me, Mr. Klaus, he said, what's your name, sir? I said, China Ryan Bridgewall. He said, what is it? I said, okay. So what he did, he looked at the first letter of my name and said, okay, I'll call you Jay for short.
Oh, Jay, okay.
Right. And then he gave me a coat. He said, here, take this coat. You need a better coat. He gave me a coat, and he said, okay, come with me. Take me to one of the box cart that's outside, and they are packing it and shipping and receiving. So he will bring the product to the cart, and I'll pack it. And every time, so often I run out of the cart and stand in the building, get some warmth, and go back. So it's a long story, but that's the beginning of my career here.
What made you go to Winnipeg, though?
That's where I got my land in immigrant status for when I came.
Okay. Well, I thought that was something new, because most of people coming out is trying to send them out that area, the students that are coming in from India, etc. That's where it is. But it's interesting, and this is why we want to talk. Those are things we wouldn't know. You talk to everybody, and I'm hoping when we have more people, that would be one of the questions, and they would share how much they would like to. But you know, everybody would say this, as you say, it's the same story. They came here the Monday, the Tuesday they went on his head. That's something I found with everybody. We went on his head. After getting some clothes or some pots and pan, and that would be the next story, finding a job, living with some family member, and moving up. But we have done great. Those of you who came in the early, the 70s and 80s, you know, I'd love to hear these stories. And once you make it, I think it's a good platform here to share these stories and the struggles. You know, a lot of people keep forgetting about the days where Guyana didn't have flour. They could seize your car if they found, well, that happened with a 5-pound flower I was taking. And we keep forgetting, and the same times have changed, and we don't need to keep those pain. But I think it's important, our history, that we should pass it down. And how we tell that story, we can share it with compassion. Because it was a different struggle, you know. And when people, especially from Guyana, coming to Canada, I remember having this discussion, and somebody was saying, Guyanese came to make a living here. Trinidadian came to study, to go back, to work in the oil, etc. So it was a different story, and hence the reason why there's so much more Guyanese into their own business and shops and mom and pop operation. But I feel that that story need to be told and continue. Coming back to Jay, turning 65 soon, you said.
Yes.
And you made it song when you told me that, as they're getting ready to wrap up, or you're taking it easy. What's your plan?
What it is that it's not really taking it easy, but I came to one realization over all this time in my life, is that everybody should have three goals. And the three goals are, first, focus on your health. Second, focus on your relationship. And then third, worry about wealth, because what good is wealth without a relationship or a good health? So I have taken on, changed my lifestyle to reflect that. So my typical day is that I'll get up in the morning, spend at least about 2 hours to 2.5 hours taking care of the body. And I don't go to a gym. I have something down in the basement. I make use of that time. Then during that time also, I'll spend after that with my family, with the kids, talk to everyone, see what needs to be done, focus a little bit on society. And then I'll go and start really my work. And I find that that has been amazing over the time. And my daughter is also a realtor. She is a broker at Remax West. And eventually, gradually, I'm hoping that she will take over. But that would not be for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I still love real estate. I'm still a part of the major part of the business because I love dealing with people and helping them out to make sure they're okay. That's my passion.
I heard it on many occasions, and I told you this, I didn't call names, but I heard at least 3 or 4 stories where you in the earlys, in the 70s and 80s, that you loan people money to have them get a home better than the one they were shopping for. In some cases, they were a few thousand short, $20,000, $30,000, and you help them and accommodate them personally. And you know, when I hear these stories, and I didn't hear it from you, and hearing it from a third party, I feel very honored and proud, and I have more respect for people like you. So there are people who continue to support you and follow you through because you have been good and honest with them from ever since. So we want to ask you now, what's happening on Valentine's Day? We know that's an event coming up. And before you tell me about it, how many events that you normally card for the Children Foundation throughout the year?
We have an average about 4 major events for the charity. Our first is Valentine's. That has been around over 20 years now. Then we have a boat cruise in July. We around September, we do a bhajan night where we do that at one of the mandir. And then around October, November, we get the anniversary gala. So 4 major events per year.
And this one coming up is on the
February the 10th.
February the 10th. And tickets are already on sale. And those of you listening, we were there at the last event, and what a fun, fun time it was. I was yesterday sitting with 2 friends of yours, Derek and Pam, Silotion of Global Wireless Solution, the authorized dealer for Rogers. And they were saying how proud they were in assisting everything that you do. They're very, very fond of you. I was talking to John Prasad, and he himself said he couldn't make it, but he want to contribute and do something significant for you. So you have your team. So those of you who have never been to an event, and it's maybe because you have other wedding and other thing might be happening, if you have time for this one, while listening to this interview, please call now. There are 2 things you can do. Make a donation or purchase a ticket or do both. Right? Or buy the ticket, and on that day come and make a donation. So Jay, tell us about what's happening on that day. Who is the DJ? What's the menu, if you have that already?
Yes, thanks, Rich. It's on February the 10th. It's at Woodbine Banquet Hall. That's the one at Rexdale Boulevard and Highway 27, just opposite the racetrack, a beautiful venue. The tickets are $60. The food, it's a great menu. We got all the things that West Indian like. And we also mix, have a little bit of a mixture where we add a little bit of Indian touches at the beginning, like fish pakoras and all these different things. But coming on in the main menu will be things like your jerk chicken, peas and rice, your curry goat, and, you know, a lot of vegetarian options, like big, we call them tawa of different vegetables and things like that. And then after that, you get dessert as well.
Right. And the ticket price?
The ticket is $60.
Only $60?
Yeah, $60.
$60 is honestly a good price, and anybody listening would agree with me. So how about giving us a number so we can get those tickets?
If anyone needs ticket, they can call my number direct. That's 416-418-2744. 416-418-2745.
One more time?
416-418-2745 or 416-418-BRIDGE, B-R-I-G.
Right. And by the way, let me tell you, looking to buy or sell, give the Bridge a call. Everybody has his number. I want to thank you very much for dropping by with us here. So what do you think of the setup? What do you think about our little setup here?
I think this is amazing. Rich, you have stood the test of time. And you have grown a lot. You are at the point that I see that you need a few assistants. And
yes.
I mean, I will just mention it to the people out there. If you have a child who need to start out at university or so and are doing anything in the media area, reach out to Rich. He might be able to get them as a volunteer to teach them along to they can shadow and they can grow as well. There is no cost for that, but at the same time, they will help out as a studio.
And we need that. We need some producers. If you have an idea for a show, come here. You know, we are on Rogers and Bell, and we also 24/7 on radio on Rogers and Bell also. Apart from our Saturday show here, we would love to. So please, I'm glad, you know, I keep saying and asking, so come and see what we're doing. We would love to have you. And the hot seat is open. If you have an idea for a guest or would like to be here on the hot seat, please call me, 416-832-7293, 416-832-7293. Now, Jay Bridgeport has been giving and giving back. You have been doing a lot of seminars. Any of those real estate or finance seminars coming up?
Yes, Rich. Give you a little idea. Behind the scene, I do write for two newspapers, two articles per month, Indo-Caribbean and also Toronto Caribbean News. So if you get a copy of those, you will see my article there. And we are hoping to next workshop will be in April. I just have to pin down the date and I'll let everyone know. And the reason we're doing it in April, because it's coming up close to tax season, and I want to zoom in on real estate and taxation for our people, and also to talk a little bit more about mortgages if you want to invest, how our family members can help their children to buy home. For example, many people got their home paid off for, and their kids are struggling to raise a down payment to buy their home. It might be simple for them to take out a line of credit on their current home, lend it to the kids, so they can buy their first home. It didn't change the wealth. I said your wealth is like a glass of water. You just pour a little bit into another glass, and you are using that for an investment purpose. Didn't change the amount of melt, but what changes is that now instead of one property, you got two. Your kids are in it, you're also in one, or you can use one as a rental. There's so many options to build wealth in this beautiful land of Canada.
Well, I want to tell you, you have to be careful. I just got a text here. I saw Jay walking in my neighborhood in the morning, every morning, rain, sun, hot or cold. He's always walking. He's still walking. So you see people watching, observing.
Wow.
But this is a wonderful family, in fact.
Yes,
so
thank you.
I think she is the niece of the president of Guyana, Dr. Irfan Ali. So probably they have security watching it too. Anything else you would like to add in closing?
Rich, number one, I want to thank you so much for what you are doing for the community. I think you are doing an amazing job. By doing this, you are reaching out to many people. And collectively, if we can help Shabnam Radio and the TV station to grow, we will all benefit, because it's really a mouthpiece to the world. And we need that.
Anything else?
No, on the other hand, I just want to tell everyone that please, if you want some tickets, please come out and see what we are doing with the Caribbean Children Foundation. I encourage every one of you also, not necessarily the Caribbean Children Foundation, find a charity that you like and give back something to society, because we are walking this earth. We come from N-O-W-H-E-R-E to N-O-W-H-E-R-E, and we're going back to the great N-O-W-H-E-R-E. So while we are N-O-W-H-E-R-E, let's take care of now.
And that's, you know, this is why here, this has nothing, I don't know, by the grace of God, we are surviving. And it's a lot of money, 16,000 plus to do what I'm doing here. And I can't tell you, to open and set up, I have a policy and procedure manual. I'm billing it so that if I'm not here in my absence, somebody else would continue, I hope, to keep this going. So people like yourself, people like Dr. Dubey, and there's so many others who have done great work. We need to keep the work going. And I want to thank you for what you have been doing for us and publicly say, God bless you. And by the way, Jay Bridgepole is the recipient of one of our MCC Awards, our Indo-Caribbean Music, Culture and Community Awards. And here he is still giving. And I encourage you to call him, let him know that you heard him, thank him for his good work. And again, please come out and support the Children Foundation. It would be sold out. If no, ifs or no, but it will be sold out. But I'm asking if we could get some new faces to come out and join on this journey with the Caribbean Children Foundation. Jay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very, very much. God bless you. And we look forward to, I hope I could call on you again and again.
Sure, Richard. We want to say thank you as well. Continue doing your job. Good work that you're doing. And thanks again. I will look forward to come back.
All right, so we were talking to Jay Bridgepole, of course, Remax Realty. It's another synonymous for good service, quality, and real estate, I tell you. So reach out to him. Again, we are coming right back, and today we have not one, but two Hanuman Chalisa that we'll be doing. I want to remind you too, Passage to Asia is a party taking place in Trinidad. Those of you heading out to Trinidad, get your tickets. See if they still have the $1,000 ticket. It's all inclusive. And Kes would be there. Listen to the lineup, all right? And get your tickets early.
Passage to Asia Ultra Premium, all inclusive. Sunday, 28 January 2024.
From 4 p.m.
to 10 p.m. Pouring premium bubbly with over 30 dishes and
delicious desserts with a live performance by
Kez the Band, The Music Boss,
Raymond Romneroy,
and Dilly the Dan.
Featuring Nyla Blackman,
The Baron,
Iward George,
DJ
Private Ryan, Young Darren,
DJ Sheriff, and DJ Sean.
Santa Cruz All-Stars Rhythm Section.
Limited early bird $1,000.
Get your tickets at
Passage to Asia Restaurant and all advertised outlets.
Online at islandetickets.com.
For more info, call 742-4309, 685-8697, 465-7322.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkas, Lafarkas, door to door service. Never late, ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lafarkas, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkas.
Visit lafarkas.com.
When you're looking for video production, don't go just anywhere. Check out KS Studio for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, live stage shows, TV commercials, and production. Call Chris at 416-284-4770 or 416-577-4770 or email Chris at ksstudio@rogers.com. It's KS Studio for video and photography production.
Calling all Trinbagonians abroad. Get ready for the 2024 Diaspora Homecoming. An opportunity to reconnect, rejuvenate, and immerse yourself in our beautiful culture and heritage as we celebrate your diaspora contributions to Trinidad and Tobago. Trinbago Diaspora Outreach this year serves up a suite of diverse, fun activities in the Southland from July 4th to 7th. Sightseeing tours, panyard visits, fetes, and our Diaspora Awards Dinner. Make new friends and share knowledge during our second biennial Diaspora Conference. Events packages start from only $300. Visit TrinbagoDiaspora.org. Book, pack, and fly. The 2024 Diaspora Homecoming is calling you.
Hey, some beautiful music. We're going to catch up with the music, okay? We hope you enjoyed our segment, our hot seat, and today we want to say thank you to Jay Bridgepole for being here and making himself available to do this. Again, if you have a guest who you think would be an interesting guest, please reach out to us. We'll see if we can reach out to them and bring them on, okay? Ronnie and the folks at Roti Roti extending warm wishes for New Year. Beautiful music, and of course, you know, weather like this, a little bit on the cool side, warming you up a little bit. Want to say hello and welcome to Jean DeCastro, listening, and of course, hope you like the music. And of course, Angela De Banz. Justin, want to let you know he is getting better, and thank you for everything you have done for him. We at Caribbean Showtime, Shabnam Radio, keeping you company, television and radio now. So, anybody watching us on the TV? Hey, oh, shucks, Brother Rahman. Short time we call him. I hope you're watching. Also to Molana Shazad and his mom, always watching. Sister Angie. Listen, I know you're listening to us on the radio and Sandra, your neighbor. But did you subscribe to the channel yet? It's only $5. Rogers and Bell. Hope you could just sign up and support us here on the program. Well, this one going out to Jean DeCastro. Jean, I know how much you like nice music. Hope you enjoy this one. Habibi! I have to bring down the music on this one and remind you. Krish Roti and Doubles. He is at 50-5019 Spectrum Way in Mississauga. We have 5 doubles, you get 5 free. And you buy 100 roti, 100 free. But listen, they started a buffet today. And baigan choka, sausage and tomatoes, pumpkin, curry mango, chana and aloo, baigan. And they're adding more items. It's kicking off today. So you can go by right now and check them out. Telephone number is 905-238-5700. 905-238-5700. That's 5019 Spectrum Way in Mississauga.
करीबी हबीबी के नैन निकले फरेबी
फरेबी रे फरेबी फरेबी रे फरेबी फरेबी रे फरेबी
Coming up next, we'll be celebrating a 91st birthday. Yes, 91 years on this blessed earth. And to help us bring this celebration to there on this radio program, we want to say hello and welcome. I believe we have Michael on the phone. Hi, Michael. How are you? Happy New Year. Hi, Michael. Oh. Michael, if you're listening, give me a quick call back. Michael, please give me a call back. I just had to put him on hold, but I think he's calling right back. I like that. Here we go. Michael, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. Happy New Year, and welcome to Shabnam Radio.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Michael, your wife, what's her name?
Roshni.
Well, Roshni is a singer, right? And a dancer.
Yes, she is.
So is she standing by, is she standing by to sing for us? I hope so. Anyway, I know you were calling in to extend to your grandma birthday wishes, so please go right ahead.
Yes. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. I was saying.
Okay. So I wanted to wish my grandmother a very, very happy birthday for her 91st. Birthday. Her name is Zora Ramnarayan, 91 years, on January 14th. And, I just want to wish her the most special birthday, for her. She's a very dedicated mother all her life, who's been living for the betterment of her children. And I want to, ask, Mother Durga to give her the strength to carry on with life and lots of love. Peace and good health and happiness always. And, want her to know that we love her very much and, want to give her a big shout out and, thank her for all the sacrifices that she's made throughout her life, for all of her grandchildren and her children. She has 9 children, and, they all send their, wishes as well. That would be from Hardeo and his family, Vikram and his family, Vijay and his family, Data and her family, Pert and his family, Mamzo and her family, Vishnu and his family, and Krisho and his family, and Sunita and her family. We'll all be celebrating with her tomorrow and for her special day. And thank you, Richard, for your help and support with getting this message out.
Are you going to be dropping by and visiting with her tomorrow?
Yes, yes, I will.
So I'm going to give you a special job. You're going to give her a little squeeze and tell her Uncle Richard said, happy, happy 91st birthday. I know she was recently in the hospital, right?
Yes, she was recently, but she's back at home now.
And you know, it's amazing, at her age, she's such a witty and alert person from what I've been hearing. And I just wanted to say, you know, your dad, he loves her so much, and I know how much your mom and the rest of the in-laws, they go and look after her. So I know it's going to be a fun, fun time. And I just want to say thank you for choosing to sponsor the Hanuman Chalisa to celebrate and mark this special birthday. I want to thank you and your family for doing so. And, you know, so many of our listeners listen and tune in for the Hanuman Chalisa. Today we had it done twice, and I'm honored to do it again. And this time sending some love and best wishes to Auntie Zora. And, of course, I'm not sure if she's watching or listening. So, Mom, I hope you are. We send you a link so you could watch it. I want to wish you all the best and a happy, happy, happy birthday. So, my brother, thank you. Anything else you would like to add?
No, that's going to be everything for today. But, yeah, just a big shout-out to Grandma. Love her so much.
And I think, you know, being the man of the house, you could, of course, make sure this young, your wife, sing a song for us, no?
I actually, I'm over at my in-laws right now. And
okay.
I don't know where she is okay. At this moment. She's somewhere in the house.
Yeah, then you have to renegotiate the contract. But, you know, I had the pleasure of hanging out with you guys at the event at the Vedic Cultural Center. It was such a nice group of people. You guys are a wonderful family, and thank you. So let's go now with the Hanuman Chalisa, and turn up the volume and let's enjoy it together, right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, this is as we celebrate the 91st birthday of Zora Ramnarayan, the Hanuman Chalisa.
निज मन मुकुरु सुधारी बरनउ रघुबर बिमल जसु जो दायक फल चारी बुद्धिहीन तनु जानिके के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि हरहु कलेश विकार जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीश सिंह लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत रामा हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगवंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रतिया राम लखन सीता मन बतिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरिति अहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर संहारे रामचंद्र के काज संवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित सहीसा जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कवि कोविद कही सके कहते तुम उपकार सुप्री वही कीना राम मिलाय राज पद दीना तुम्हरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लीलो ताहि मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेरी मुख माही जलधि लाघि गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के देते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत ना क्या बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी धरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना पापन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते
निरंतर हनुमत जीरा संकट से हनुमान छुड़ावे मन सम वचन ध्यान जोगावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है पर सिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता अस बर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर बंदी महा सुख होई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होए सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडे की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा
पवन तनया संकट हरन मंगल मूरति राम लखन सीता हृदय बसहु सुर रूप
अगेन वी वांट टू से थैंक यू टू द राम नारायण फैमिली ऑफ कोर्स फॉर फिट एंड मीना स्पॉन्सरिंग टुडेज हनुमान चालीसा The second Hanuman Chalisa, first time we have had two Chalisas in one set here on the radio. We want to thank you very much. And of course, you know, we had earlier the passing of Swami and we shared the Hanuman Chalisa. And on a happier note today, we are celebrating the 91st birthday of Sister Zora Ramnarayan. And of course, greetings are coming to you, Mom, from the entire family circle. Not forgetting a loving son, Bert. So I have another selection lineup for you and of course for the entire family so we can turn up the volume and enjoy this one together. Happy, happy birthday.
ये तो सच है कि भगवान है, मगर फिर भी अनजान है।